Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Beis, the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We left off, I assume, at the end of daf Samach Aleph, at the beginning of the parak. I thank Michal Gewurz, my brother-in-law, for giving the shir yesterday while I was in Dallas. So what we're going to end today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Ala Shalom. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about benefiting from payment for transporting Yayin Nesech. And the Mishnah is going to say that it's Asr, that you're not allowed to get payment for transporting Yayin Nesech. And the Gemara is going to say, Mehechi Desi, where do we ever see that there's such an Isser? So the Gemara is going to have two quick explanations that it immediately rejects, and then a third explanation that it's going to accept. And then the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that talks about transporting Shemitah produce, and it's going to have two, and the Braisa is going to very cryptically say that if you transport Shemitah produce and you get paid, scharan shviyas. What does that mean? That you're supposed to pay with shviyas? Does it mean that whatever you pay automatically becomes kadosh b'kedusha shviyas? We're going to have different explanations of what the Braisa might mean when it says that. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what about, you know, the Mishnah talks about if you transport yayin nesech, what if it's not actual yayin nesech, it's just stam yenam? Is that also going to be asr bahana'a? And the Gemara is going to discuss that the psak is going to be ultimately that what you do with that schar is that you need to burn it and bury it. Burn it and bury it, that seems extreme, right? Normally you burn something or you bury something. So the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that you have to burn it and bury it. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss if you have an item that was bartered for Perush Shvius, does that take on Shemitah status if it was only given after the Perush Shvius were already eaten? So yes, it was exchanged for Perush Shvius, but at the time that it was exchanged, the Perush Shvius aren't here anymore. They don't exist anymore. And the Gemara is going to try to derive what the halacha is in that case from a similar discussion relating to Esnan Zona. What if a person pays a Zona, but he pays nowhere near the time that she offered her services? So is that still considered to have the restrictions that we would normally have for an Esnan Zona? So let's begin again. We're holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the beginning of the Perek, at the beginning of the fifth Perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, Hasochar Sapol Lasas Imo B'Yayin Nesech. A person hires a worker, meaning an Ovid Chavim hires a Jewish worker to do Malacha with him with the Yayin that he was actually Menasech Avodah Zarah, not Stam Yenam. Rashi already points out the Gemara will talk about Stam Yenam. We're talking about Mamish Yayin Nesech. So Rashi gives an example. What's the Jew doing with the Yayin Nesech? That the guy wants his Yayin Nesech poured from this kli into that kli. So he wants you to help him pour things from one kli into another, or to move the barrel of Yayin Nesech from one spot to another spot. So scharo aser, the payment that the Jew gets for that day's work is going to be aser. Chassam Sofer explains, what's Rashi teaching us by giving us the example that he wants you to empty it from this kli to that kli, bring it from this spot to that spot? So he says, because he's dafka giving examples where you're not changing the wine at all. You're not doing anything physically to the wine itself. It's just a change of location of the wine. But if it was to do something with the guf hayayin esech, then this wouldn't just be a chumra midrabanan. This would be aser mikra adin, because we have a principle that uman kona b'shvach kli, that when an uman is given a kli to work on, to improve, to enhance, that he is kona that kli through the enhancement itself. So if he was actually improving the Yayin Nesech, we would say Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, the Poel gets a Chelek in the actual wine, and therefore when he then gets paid, it's as if he's selling that wine back to the Nachri, and that for sure is going to be Aser Bahana. The money that you get for selling Yayin Nesech, that there's no Shaila. So the whole discussion in our Mishnah that we say is Aser, but only Aser Midrabanan, Aser Bahana Midrabanan, is when you get paid for transporting Yayin Nesech or for moving Yayin Nesech from one kli to another. Now, Scharo Lasos Imam Lach Acheres, let's say, however, the Ovid Chavim hires the Jewish person to do some other work with him. He didn't hire hire him to do malacha with the Ayin Nesach. Afal pishar melo haveli chavishal Yayin Nesach makom makom. Even though he said, I want you to transport my Yayin Nesach from one place to the other, sort of like at the end of the day, but it wasn't what he was hired to do originally, scharo mutter. Then the schar is going to be mutter. So that's not going to be an iser hana'a whatsoever. Now the Gemara is going to have a machlokas on Daf Samechei, a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. What exactly is this case where he didn't hire you to do it, but you did it anyway? So what exactly, why did you do it anyway? So scharo is going to be mutter. So Abaye says he hired you to work for 8 hours. You finished your 8 hours. The 8 hours were over. And then he says, oh, before you leave, would you mind doing me a favor? Could you also transport that barrel of wine from there to there? And then, out of the goodness of your heart, at the end of the day, you do that for him as well. So you're getting no payment whatsoever for that. Your payment is clearly for the rest of the day's work. So that's scharo mutter. However, Rava explains that we're talking about a case where it's during the zman of the schirus that you transport it. And you move 99 barrels of oil and one barrel of yayin nesach. And the Baal HaBayis says, haverli kol chavis bepruta. Do me a favor, each barrel you move, I'll pay you by the barrel. I'll give you a pruta for each barrel that you move. So then you get payment for all the other barrels separately. So the schar mutter means the schar for the other 99 barrels are going to be mutter. The difference between the reisha and the seifa is the reisha is that this is your whole job. Your entire payment of the day is going to be aser because it's to be lasus mabiyayin asech. The case of the seifa schar lasus mamlach acheres is that you're getting paid by the item, and most of the items are not yayin asech. So that payment is okay. The payment for the item that is yayin asech is taka going to be mutter. Is taka going to be aser rather? However, if the guy were to says Rava, haverli mea chavios b'mea prutos, move these 100 barrels and I'll give you 100 prutos, so then it's all of the schar is going to be aser, even that which you get for the chavios of heter, because it's all considered to be for the one big pu'ula, which includes yayin nesach. So that we're going to see on Daf Samechei an explanation of this line. Now says the Mishnah Vayter, socher sachamor lahavia la yayin nesach, v'novid chavim rents a donkey from a Jew to transport yayin nesach on it, schara aser. The payment that the Jew gets for the rental payment of that donkey is going to be aser ba'ana. In the Mesivtov here, they quote from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Liakov on Bab Metzia Daf Samaches, where he has a ha'ara. He says, whenever the Gemara talks about a chamar, it's aleha in feminine, in Lashon Nekeva. He says, that's a little bit strange. Chamar is Lashon Zachar. Why would it have it? So he said, because probably it was more common that they would use asonos rather than chamorim to transfer, so therefore they just kept it Lashon Nekeva throughout Shas. I don't know, interesting. So, the schar is going to be aser bana. Schara leishev aleha. If you rented the chamor to do some other malacha, like to sit on it, just to ride on it, even though the guy may also put his wine vessels on the chamor, I mean, it's a car rental. He rented a car because he's on vacation. Happens to be that he travels with a little flask of wine, so he put that on the car seat also as he was driving around. So then schara mutter. Then the schara is going to be mutter for that rental. So now the Gemara goes to the very first line of the Mishnah. We said that if a Jew were hired by a non-Jew to do malacha with the yayin nesach, the schar is aser. My time is scharu aser. Why is it that the schar is going to be aser, that the payment is going to be aser? It's important to realize throughout the entire discussion of the Gemara, there's a difference between damim versus schar. Damim is that the bailim sells something and receives money for that which he sold. Schar is that a poel does malacha on an item, and he's getting paid not for the item, but for the malacha. So it's less of a connection to the item itself. Damim is, I exchange the item for this money. Schar is, I'm exchanging my services for the money, but the services happen to be on this forbidden item, like the transporting of the Ayin Nesach. Right, so my time is scharo aser. Why is it that the schar one gets for transporting Yayin Nesach is going to be aser? So says Gemara, well, let's make some suggestions. There are going to be three suggestions in total. Ilei mahol v'Yayin Nesach hasbana schar nami aser. Maybe you're going to say, since Yayin Nesach itself is aser bana, the schar you get for transporting Yayin Nesach is also going to be aser bana, because it must be that any profit you get from an Isra'na is considered part of the Isra, and therefore is considered a violation of that Isra'na. That's the way Rov Rishonim seem to understand that the Gemara is suggesting right now, that part of the Isra'na, may ikar adin, is that I'm not allowed to eat it or drink it or sell it or get paid for that which I do with it. That's also called an Isra'na. Tosos, however, in Dibra Maslam, my time, it says, no, the Gemara already knew that Tzchar V'Yayin Nesach is not Asr B'Hanah Midoraisa. It's not part of the Isra'na of Hanah. It's got to be a Din Midrabanan. It's only a Gzeira. The Gemara's question is, why were the Rabbanan Gozer on this? Now, even though if you sell Yayin Nesach, it's true that the Damim is Nitfas with the Isra, and it's Asr B'Hanah Midoraisa. Meaning, if I were to sell the Ayin Nesach, the damim, the money I get in exchange for the Ayin Nesach, that's also midah raisa. But schar that I'm mekabel from malacha that I do with the Ayin Nesach, that's got to be only midah rabbanan. So why were the rabbanan gozer on this? So the Gemara says, Ilema hol the Ayin Nesach aser bana. What's the Gemara saying? We already knew in the question, according to Tosfos, that there's a difference between the actual Isra Hana'a and getting paid for work that I happen to do with the item. So Tosfos is saying that what the Gemara is saying is, if you're going to say that there were gozer on the schar of the Ayin Nesach, that it should be aser bana because of a chashash that you're going to come to be matir the Ayin Nesach itself in Hana'a, that's what it's saying. That it's not a big leap to go from damim to schar. So since the damim of Yayin Nesach is aser bana, so therefore maybe we want it to be gozer on the schar as well. So the Gemara is going to say, we do find that there are other things that the damim are of Isra'na that they were not gozer on the schar as well. By the damim that we of Shvius and of Zar, the halach is that it's tofes as Temeim, and the damim is aser min haTorah, whereas the schar we don't find in Isra'na, and the schar that one gets min haTorah. So by Shari Surayna also, we don't find that they were gozer on the damim. So even though by Shvius and Avod Zar, the aser min haTorah, Kolshkein, that they weren't gozer on the schar, we don't find any Isra'na that's aser min haTorah. So the Gemara says, Hare Orla, Kilei HaKerem, Disurin Ba'ana, we find by Orla and Kilei HaKerem that are aser Ba'ana, Utnan, and then nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Mecharan v'kidesh b'demehen. If you sell the Arla and the Kilei HaKerem, and you're Mekadesh b'demehen, where you get money for these payros, Mekudeshes. The woman is Mekudeshes. So you see that the payment that you get because of the Yisurei Ana is not going to be considered an Yisurei Ana, because if you're Mekadesh an Isha with Yisurei Ana, she's Eina Mekudeshes. Now, it's only if you're Mekadesh b'demehen that it's Mekudeshes. If you're Mekadesh with actual Arla, if you were Mekadesh with the actual Kilei HaKerem, then it would be Eina Mekadeshes. That's a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. And the reason that it's Eina Mekadeshes is that it's not worth anything. Meaning, Isra'na has no value, and you have to be Mekadesh Nisha with something that's worth a Shava Pruta. So by these Isra'na, if you sell them and you're Mekadesh even B'demeyem, it's going to be Mekadeshes. So apparently, it does not become aser bana, because the demayim of Isra'na are not nitfas be Isra'na. They don't have the same status as Isra'na, because Isra'na aren't worth anything. The Ran explains this. So even when you sell them, it's not considered that you got money for them. It's the money is considered like a matana biyado, and that's why it's mutar bana. It's only by avodah zarah that the Torah is mechadesh that even though the damim that you're makabel is not considered mum, mamon, it's still going to be asubad, it's still going to be nitfas bidamav. So that's a special chumrah that you have by avodah zarah. But to take that leap and then say that the same is going to apply to schar, the same is going to apply to schar, that which you that you get for your work with isurena, that would seem to equate to the damim of shari surena. That just like by shari surena, the item itself is asubana, and it's not nitfas bidamav, the damim does not become asubana. So by avodah zarah, yeah, we have a gzeiras hakasav that it applies to the damim as well, but to the schar, that's too far afield to extend the iser. So it says Gemara, Ella hol v'tofis damav kavod chavim. Now maybe the reason the schar of yayin nesach is asubana is because we see that what we just said, that yayin nesach has this chumrah, that if you sell yayin nesach, the money also becomes asubana. So like avodah zarah itself, where it's tofis damav. So since yayin nesach asers its damim bana, so maybe we're it's going to aser the schar that you get for working with it bana as well. But oral and kilei kerem, since they're not tofis damav, their schar is not going to be aser. So that's how the Gemara is miyashiv, right? So again, the Gemara wanted to know why would it be that schar of yayin nesach is aser bana. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you're going to tell me because it's yayin nesach itself is aser bana, so the schar is also aser bana. The Gemara says, no, but there are plenty of other isurina where the schar is not aser bana. So the Gemara says, no, but those plenty of others are not tofes as damav. Yayin nesach, like avodah zarah, is tofes as damav, and therefore there's more reason to assume that the schar should be aser bana. So it says Gemara, very shviyus to tofes as damav. No, but we could even take other things that are tofes as damav, and yet the schar is not aser bana. If someone sells perus shviyus, the money becomes kadosh with kedusha shviyus, like the perus themselves, utnan, and yet the Mishnah says in the 8th paragraph of Masechta Shviyus, ha'omer lepoel, if a person tells a poel during the Shemitah year, heilach dinar zeh lekotli bo yerek hayom, here, take this dinar and pick vegetables of Shviyus today for me, scharo aser, that money that you get, that the poel gets for that work, is aser, you're not allowed to keep it after the Zman HaBir, you have to be mevayer it during the Shemitah, because the Lashon lekotli bo sounds like the poel is receiving this dinar in exchange for the Yerakos, as if you're saying Lakot Yerak Bishivoy Dinar Vitimkar Lioso. You're saying, but find me a vegetable that's worth a dinar and sell it to me. That's what we view it as. So the poel is selling the balabayas, the Yerakos of Shviyas, and therefore it's damim. It's considered Dmei Shviyas. So it's Tofes as Damav. But if you say Lakot Li Yerak Hayom, go pick a vegetable of Shviyas today, and you don't say Lakot Li Bo. You just say Lakot Li Hayom, then scharo mutter. Then the dinar that you get is nitfas b'kedushas, is not nitfas b'kedushas shviyas, is going to be mutter, and you're allowed to keep it after the zman of biur, because that lashon of lekot li yerek hayom, without saying bo, just saying lekot li yerek hayom, that lashon is that you're giving the money for the work that's being done, not for the vegetable. And so you see in the Mishnah that even that which is tofes is dumb of b'shviyas, that which is tofes dumb of like shviyas, nevertheless, the payment that you get for working with it does not become aser. So yayin esach should be the same. So again, first we thought that the model for yayin esach is arla and kilei akerem, because those are also aser bana. So that's not a good parallel. Arla and kilei akerem are not tofes as demayim. So he said, okay, I'll give you a better parallel. Shviyas taka is tofes as damav. Do we find that scharo is going to be aser by shviyas? We don't find such a thing. Scharo, the schar that you get of working with shviyas, is going to be mutter. So how come the schar you get working with yayin nesach is going to be aser? So that, for that reason, we reject the first answer of the Gemara as to why it is that the schar is going to be aser. It's not because we found that other isurei hana'a are also going to have scharo aser. It's not true by Arla and Kilei Akerem, where obviously because that's in a totally different category, but it's not even true by shviyas. So it's not because we have some other model of scharo aser within the world of isurei hana. Now, when it comes to shviyas, when we say that if you say lekot li bo yerek hayom scharo aser, Aser means that it has a din of Shvius. Shvius is not Aser Ba'ana. Shvius happens to be, it's Aser B'schara, you have a mitzvah of Bior, right? But it's not Aser Ba'ana. But the point is that that it has all the limitations of Shvius, right? Bior Peru Shvius is that you're allowed to eat Peru Shvius, calls man, that it's still available in the field. Once it's Kalam in Achaya B'sada, once it's no longer available to the animals in the field, then you have to be Mevayer, that which is in the bias as well. The Gemara Pesachim derives it from Pasukul. So we dash in the Kol's man that the Chaya is Ochalas Besada, the Behema could be Ochalas Bebayas. When it's Kol L'Chaya Besada, it's no longer available to the Chayos in the field, so then you're not allowed to give it to your Behema and the Bias either. Now, what exactly do you do at the Zman Biur? So this is a major Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes that Liach Zman Biur, you have to destroy all the Peros. Be Ma'abid Min Olam. That's what Biur means. Biur means like Biur Chametz, that you actually destroy it. However, many other Rishonim say, and we paskin, not like the Rambam. It doesn't mean that we actually destroy it. It means that you're mafkir it. And once you're mafkir it for some time, so even if no one claims it, you can take it back and then use it yourself and eat it yourself. Meaning it does not actually become aser. You just have to go through this process called biur. So we had said, but if you say l'kot li'yarek hayom, then it's going to be scharo muter. That because it's a lashon of schirus and not a lashon of mecher, and therefore it doesn't take on the kedusha shvius. Tosos points out it's as if you hired someone to pick up a metzia for you, where the payment that you're giving him is not because you're selling him the metzia, it's because of the work that you're doing to pick up the metzia. So Tosos says, but wait a second. In the first parak of metzia, there's the machlokas amurayim when one is magbia metzia lechavero, is it kana chavero or not? Right? If I pick up a metzia, having you in mind that this is a metzia that you would appreciate, so I'm picking it up for you, are you kona when I pick it up, or am I kona when I pick it up? So fractosos, if you hold lo kana chavero, that I'm the one that's kona when I pick it up. So it turns out that you want to compare this to someone being paid. When you say lekot li yerek hayom, you want to compare it to someone being paid to picking up a metzia when you're asking me to pick a shmita vegetable for you. Well, even according to that opinion, when I pick up a metzia, I'm kona it, and then when I give it to you and you pay me, I'm selling it to you. So shouldn't that money actually be limited to kedusha shvius? Have kedusha shvius? So says Tosos that yad poel ki yad balabais. Everyone is moda in this case that it's kana balabais. Meaning magbia metzia lechaver is when I'm not a poel. I'm just picking up a metzia on behalf of a friend of mine. Over here it's a poel. He's hiring you to do work. So we have a din of yad poel ki yad balabais. There's no doubt that the other person is being kona, and that the person who's actually physically lifting the item is not being kona and then selling it. Furthermore, Tos says maybe this is not the same as magbia metzia lechavero, because the din of magbia metzia lechavero shelo kana chavero is that kol zman that you don't give it to the other person, you're still allowed to take it for yourself if you want. But over here, you have no intention whatsoever to be zocha in the peros themselves, not at any point in the process. So as soon as you give it to the balabayas, the balabayas is kona, and it's not considered as if you're selling it to the balabayas, because if you never had das to be kona something, you're not kona it. Magbia metzia lechavero lo kona chavero just means that since he has not yet been kona it, I still have the opportunity to be kona it. But if I never at any point I have das to be kona, I'm not kona bal karchi, just because I physically lifted it, it doesn't make it mine. The ikar of a kinyan is always the das. It happens to be there are physical acts that are expressions of that das. But the ikar of a kinyan is always, if I never had das kona, so then I'm never going to be kona. Very yisodos dikatosos in the dinim of kinyanim. So anyway, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is still, we want to know, why is it that if a Jew has been hired to transport barrels of Yayin Esech, the payment he gets for the day's work is aser ba'ana? Why? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara suggests, Knasu shekasu chamim b'chamarin ubiyayin esech. This is a special knas, the cham made on donkey drivers and on yayin esech. And the reason they dafka made the knas by yayin esech is because you're doing an avera by doing malacha with yayin esech. Why? The Ritva explains, because by doing malacha with yayin esech, you are demonstrating that you want that yayin esech to exist. Because but for the existence of that yayin esech, you'd be out of a job. So even though you're not necessarily getting violating an Isra Hana'a from Yayin Esach, because it's too indirect, you're really getting paid for your work, not for the Yayin Esach, you know, and it's not, so maybe it doesn't run, run contrary to any particular din in the Torah in terms of Isra Hana'a, but there is an Isra Rota B'Kiyumo, that you're not allowed to be Rota B'Kiyumo, I think it's this week's parasha, of Avodah Zarah. So Yayin Esach also, that there's an Isra Rota B'Kiyumo, so therefore, the Chacham made a knas on those who do business with the Yayin Esach. Because they violated this Isser, we're going to say that the money that you get paid for violating that Isser is going to be Aser Ba'ana. So, Yayin Esach, Hada'amaran. Okay, so I understand why you just said, why Rabbi Yochanan said that knas u'shekon chachamim b'Yayin Esach, but he added something else. He said, b'chamarin u'b'Yayin Esach. Well, what was chamarin? Chamarin mayhi. Why did he bring that in? What was that about, that it's b'chamarin? So, the Tanya, we have a b'raisa, ha'chamarin, shayosim melacha b'perush shviyas. If chamarin, people who ride donkeys, who drive donkeys, do melacha with perush shviyas, meaning they're transporting perush shviyas on their donkey, scharan shviyas. Then their schar is shviyas. The payment that they get is shviyas. Says Gemara, what does that mean? My schar and shviyas, that their schar is shviyas? Ilei madiyavinan lu schar mi perush shviyas. If it's saying that you're supposed to pay them with peros shviyas, nimtze ze parechovim peros shviyas, that can't be, because then you're paying your chov with peros shviyas. Torah amra liachlav lo l'schora. The Torah says that you can eat peros shviyas, but you're not allowed to do schora with peros shviyas. So you're not allowed to pay a chov with peros shviyas. That's called doing schora with peros shviyas. So schora. So when we say that schora and shviyas, it cannot mean that you're supposed to pay the guy with shmita or with shmita produce. Ella. The Kaddosh Scharon B'Kedusha Shviyas. No, what it means is that if a guy is transporting your Shemitah stuff using his donkey, the payment that you give him is going to have Kedusha Shviyas. So it says, Mark, really? Umi Kaddosh? Is that true that it takes on the status of Kedusha Shviyas? Vahatanya, it should really be Vahatanan, because it's a Mishnah in Mesach Shviyas. Ha'omer l'pol helich dinazeh ulukot li yarek hayom scharum mutter lukot li yarek bo hayom scharu aser. Right, we already quoted this earlier, that if you say here's a dinar and lukot li yarek hayom, this schar is going to be mutter, he's allowed to keep the dinar that even after the zman biur, because it does not have kedusha shviyas. But if he says lukot li yarek bo hayom, then he's not going to be allowed to keep the dinar after the zman biur, because it does have kedusha shviyas. So just like if you didn't say the word bo, the schar does not take on the status of kedusha shviyas, even though you got that schar from malacha that you did with perush shviyas. So too the chamarim who are riding these donkeys, and they get paid for riding the donkeys, even though what's on the donkeys is perush shviyas, it should not have the status of kedusha shviyas. So Rabbi li olam yavinu le schar mi perush shviyas. So we're going to have two explanations of what this meant, that when a donkey driver transports your Shemitah, that Scharo Shviyas. So Abaye's explanation is that we give him Schar mi Peros Shviyas, that we actually pay him with Peros Shviyas. Udekashalach, but we had a problem with that. Liachlav lal Schara. You're not allowed to pay your Chavos with Peros Shviyas. That's a violation of Schar of Peros Shviyas. That the Baal HaBayis gives the schar from Peros Shviyas in a mutter kind of way. Kiditnan, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, with regard to Maaser Sheni, that the halacha is Maaser Sheni, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and you have to eat it there, betara. Lo yomer adam l'chavero, that a person is not allowed to say to his friend, Hali li Peros halal li Yerushalayim, schlep these Peros of Maaser Sheni for me to Yerushalayim, l'chalek, and in exchange for that, I'll give you some of them. Because then it looks like you're being pareach. chavo with peros ma'aser sheni, and you're not allowed to be pareah chavo with pareah with peros ma'aser sheni, even though the mekabel is also going to eat them in Yerushalayim. Meaning he's not going to eat them outside of Yerushalayim. He's going to treat them with all the dinim of ma'aser sheni. Yeah, but still I'm being pareah ma'chov with peros of ma'aser sheni. The reason for the issue is because it's like schora. You're not allowed to do schora with ma'aser sheni because peros ma'aser sheni are nitna la'achilu shtiyah v'sicha, Tosfos points out, but not with schora. So if I ask someone to transport ma'aser sheni and then I pay him with ma'aser sheni, that's also called the schora, right? So now what we've established is that peros ma'aser sheni have an isra of schora just like peros shvius. So if there's going to be a heter in this mishnah about how to do it in a way where it's going to be mutter to use the peros ma'aser sheni to pay the guy for transporting the ma'aser sheni, we can then transfer that over to shvius, and we could say, oh, if I have a donkey rider who's schlepping my shvius, and I have a way to pay him with peros shvius, that's not going to be a violation of the halach of schora, so that'll be great. So what does the Mishnah say? Aval omer lo, what you're allowed to say is ha'aleim lo'ochlam lishtosim b'Yerushalayim. Bring these peros and ma'aser sheni in order to eat and drink them in Yerushalayim. And if you say it in such a lashon, it's not going to be asur because it doesn't look like you're being parei chovo with peros and ma'aser sheni. It just looks like you're inviting your friend to eat with you in the ma'aser sheni together with you in Yerushalayim. Now so then doesn't lezeh matana shel chinam, and then it's as if you gave him peros ma'aser sheni as a matnas chinam, and that for sure is mutter. So Abaye says when it says in the brisa hachamaran shayosam malacha beperos shvius scharan shvius, it means the Baal HaBayis can give the chamarim the donkey drivers their wages from peros shvius if he says it in a mutter way. He says holichli peros elu k'day shenochel me'am yachtav, you know, bring these peros so that we can have lunch together and we'll eat these peros together. That's not considered that you're paying him. You're just saying, oh, let's have lunch together. Oh, you have a car? Why don't you bring our lunch together in your car? That's how I say I'm not hiring a driver and then paying the driver with the peros. I'm having lunch with him, and once I'm having lunch with him, he happens to have a car, so he's the one that brings the stuff that we're having lunch together with. Now the Rambam points out that be'emes is not really a chilik between these two lashonos, because even in the reisha, you're not giving him the peros as schar. The peros at the poel is mekabel are his even before he brings them up. So if they get lost, he doesn't have to. You don't have to pay him something else in their place. So mikra din, it's all mutter. It's just that the chacham were bothered by the lashon, that it doesn't sound so great in the first case. So therefore, the tzad heter even it even sounds okay. So that's one explanation of what the Mishnah meant when it said that if you have a donkey driver that schleps your Shemitah stuff from one place to another, scharo shvius. That literally means you're allowed to pay him with shvius as long as you do it in an ofen aheter. V'Rava Amar, Rava says, no, liolam dekadosh b'kdu shvius. It's not saying you pay him with Shemitah produce. It means you pay him regular money, but whatever you pay him takes on kedusha shvius. With the kashalach poel, but you ask that, wait, if I hire a poel to pick peros shvius for me, the money I pay him doesn't take on kedusha shvius. So how come the donkey driver, it does take on kedusha shvius? Well, poel de lo nafishigre lo katsu rabbanan. The poel who picks some peros, he gets so little money the rabbanan aren't going to make a knas that his that the money he gets is going to be kadosh b'kedusha shvius. But chamarin de nafishigrayu katsu rabbanan b'hu. But the chamarim who make more money, the rabban made a knas that the money that they're going to get paid is going to have the status of kedusha shvius. That's where the chamar are going to be a little more machmir. Why were they? Why did they make a knas on these chamarim? A number of different shitos in Rishonim. The Ramban writes that the Yerushalmi says that beperos avera hi masnisa, that we're talking about where you did malacha beperos shvius in an usher kind of way, that after this man, it was after this man of Bior, and that's why they decided to make a knas on them. That's what the Rambam says also. They did malacha, not just malacha perushvis, did malacha perushvis after this man of Bior when you're supposed to have left it alone, or according to the Rambam, you're supposed to have destroyed it. So that's why they made this extra knas. The Ramban writes that it may not be on a knas on the maisa that you did shaloka again, because maybe you didn't do any isser, but the Rabban made a takana that you should treat it with kedusha shvius, because maybe you're gonna pay from Perus Shvius themselves, and the Perus themselves need to be Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius, meaning it's all takana that even if he pays you in cash, the cash is gonna take on Kedusha Shvius, lest he pay you with Perus, and the Perus that you were working with were Perus Shvius. Tulsa has a third suggestion, that since you're making a lot of money, it says it's similar to Schora. If you were making a little bit of money, not so similar to Schora, but making a lot of money, that's more similar to Schora, and that's why they made such a knas. Okay, so ask the Gemara, but wait, Umas Nisan, when it says in our Mishnah that a poel does malach with Yai Nesach, that a schar is asubana, why did the Chum make a knas? I thought you just said that whenever a poel does something, he's not making any money anyway, so it's not worth making a knas. So it says, yeah, Chumr di Yai Nesach Shaini. Yai Nesach is always more Chumr, and that's why we're going to make a knas on even a poel when it comes to Yai Nesach. So period, that's the end of that discussion. So now, says the Gemara, we had in our Mishnah discussion about getting paid to transport Yai Nesach. That led the Gemara into a discussion about getting paid to transport Shemitah. What if you're not getting paid to transport Yai Nesach, but you're getting paid to transport Stam Yenam? Yibayilu, Schara L'Stam Yenam Mahu. What's the din? Is the payment that you get for transporting Stam Yenam going to be Asabana? So me, I mean, keeping the Yisur HaChamer Kedi Yai Nesach, do we say that the Yisur Stam Yenam has an Yisur HaNah just like Yai Nesach? Therefore, Schara Nami Yasser, this should be an extension of that Yisur HaNah, and therefore the Schara is going to be Yasser as well. Odilma Hol V'Tumas Okil. Or maybe, no, the Tuma of Stam Yenam is not the Tuma of Yai Nesach. Yai Nesach is Metame Kemes, and it's a Metame, even just a Kazayis of Yai Nesach. Stam Yenam is just Metame, like any other Mashka, that's Metame from that became Tame from a Sheretz, and it's only Metame in the Shir Revius. So Avscharunami Kil. So maybe just like we find in Dine Tuma that Stam Yenam doesn't have the same Dine Tuma as Yai Nesach, maybe the payment that you get for transporting Stam Yenam shouldn't be the same. So says Mar Tashmel, let's bring a Raya. Do Gavra, there was a guy, Da Agrar, Beilu Stam Yenam, that rented out his boat for transporting Stam Yenam, Yavali Chiti Be'Agra, and they gave him wheat as payment for the Schirus, Asel Kamed Rav Chista, so he came to Rav Chista to find out if he's allowed to get Hanah from this wheat. So Amalei, Zil Kalinu V'Kavrinu Be'Kivri, I want you to go burn it and then bury the ashes in the Beis HaKavaros. So apparently it's Asir. So it says, V'Leimele Badrinu, let Rav Chista just say to scatter it about, why does he have to burn it? So Asbulu De Takala. No, if he scatters it about, other people are going to find the wheat and they're going to be nena from it, and it's this or another. They're not allowed to. Okay, so V'Leimele, let him burn it and then scatter the ashes around. Why does he have to bury it? Well, Dilma Mizabli Buhu, because then it might serve as a fertilizer for a field, and that's going to be a problem. So this is more, okay, V'Leimele Be'Nayu, why do you have to burn it? Just bury it. If you just bury it, it will be gone, and then no one will use it. You won't get any ana. So Milo Tanan or Tanya, don't we have a brisa that says that when it comes to objects that Beis Din uses to execute a person, which are asur bana, echlev and sheniskalba, whether it be the stone that stones a person, vechleit shenitla alav, or whether it be the eights that they hang the body after the stoning, vechet sayiv shenaragbo, whether it be the sword that someone who's chayiv hereg is killed with, vechet sudar shenechnakbo, or whether it be the cloth that they strangle someone who's chayiv chenek with, kulam nikbarinimo, they get buried with it. It's a Sanhedrin daf memei. The reason for the kvur is because they're asur bana. So apparently, even though something's asur bana, kvur is enough. You don't need to burn it first and then bury it. We're not worried that anyone is going to be nichshal if you just bury it. So how come over here you have to burn the chitim first and only then bury the chitim? So it says Gemara Hasam de kakavri bebedina. By the Haruge Beis Din, we're talking about where they're being buried in the Beis HaKvaros of the Beis Din. So Much Milsa, anyone who finds a rock or a eitz or a sudar or anything like that in that cemetery knows exactly what it was, and they're not going to get enough from it. Haruge Beis Din inu. Everyone knows that all the people there are Haruge Beis Din. But Hacha, but over here, by burying the chitim that you got the schar for the Stam Yenam, if a person finds them buried in the karka, lo Much Milsa, it's not going to be muchach that it's Isra and same or inish ganav aisi kavracha. A person who finds it is going to say, oh, probably a ganav came, stole it, and decided to bury it over here, and then they're going to come to get hana from it. So now says Gemara, Debei Rabbi Yanai Yasvi Perushvius Me'aniim Uparilu B'Sheminis. The Debei Rabbi Yanai would borrow Peros Shviyas from Aniyim before the Zman Biur, and then they would pay them back during the eighth year. So the Aniyim were eating the food that was exchanged for Peros Shviyas after the Zman HaBiur, right? So Asu Amrulu Rabbi Yochanan, Amrulu Yahu Sein Avdin. They told Rabbi Yochanan in order to figure out if this was right or not, and he says, yeah, no problem. There's no wisdom in doing such a thing, because the Peros of the seventh year have already been eaten by the time you're paying what you're exchanging them for, and therefore the Peros Sheminas that you're paying with do not take on the limitations of Kedusha Shviyas. Or connect them to Esnon Mutter, and we find such a similar thing by Esnan Zona, that even though Esnan Zona is usher to use as a carbon, but if the Esnan was paid at a time that wasn't anywhere near the time that the actual services were rendered, so then it doesn't have the status of Esnan. Titania, Nasla Velo Ba'aleha, or Ba'aleha Velo Nasla, Esnan Mutter. If you pay her but were never Boel her, or were Boel her and never pay her, then the Esnan is Mutter. What does that mean? Nasla Velo Ba'aleha, Pshita, if there was never a Bia, it's not Esnan. Give me the Ba'aleha, Matana the Amul Diavla. That just means you stum gave a random woman a gift. That has nothing to do with anything. Visu Ba'aleha Velo Nasla. He was bowler, he never gave her anything. Hello, you have Lavlamidi. What are you talking about, Asar Mutter? There's nothing to talk about. If you give the Nasla, my Esnan and Mutter, what Esnan is there? Ella Hachikamar, Nasla Vacharkach Ba'aleh, O Ba'aleh Vacharkach Nasla, Esnan and Mutter. No, the point is that it wasn't anywhere near the time that services were rendered. That's when it's going to be Mutter. So too, we're saying over here that if the Perus Shviyas were paid for way after, when the Peros Shviyas were already all eaten, so then it's not going to take on, the payment is not going to take on the status of Shviyas. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the bottom of the page. Have a good day.